Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is South Central District Supervisor Paul Bailey. Paul, we've got some northern pike spawning finally. We're late this year.
Absolutely. We're a little behind schedule. Mother Nature threw a monkey wrench into our plans for the spring. Typically, we're collecting our first northern pike eggs usually around that first week of April. We're about 3 weeks behind this year.
Okay. What are they doing back here, Paul?
We set some trap nets in Lake Oahe at Langlers, Beaver, and Cattail Bays. And we were looking for spawning northern pike, or northern pike that still had their eggs in them. So we collect those pike with our trap nets, and then we bring those fish by boat, right here at the Cattail Bay ramp right now, where we collect the milk from the males and the eggs from the females, combine those to fertilize the eggs, and then those eggs will be transported up to Garrison Dam National Fish Hatchery, where they'll be hatched. And then raised up to about an inch and a half in size at Garrison Dam National Fish Hatchery. And then those are the fish that the North Dakota Game and Fish Department will transport then from the hatchery to all of our lakes around the state that where we are, need those pike to manage those pike populations.
Okay, do we have any concerns with the spawning being about 3 weeks late?
It's definitely going to be a very short, intense spawning period this year. Usually things are spread out over a several week period where we've got lots of opportunity to collect those eggs. Things are happening very fast right now as it's warmed up quite quickly on Lake Oahe. Right here at Cattail Bay, 2 days ago, it was covered in ice. Sure. Today, it's wide open and water temps are up into the low 40s. So that's triggering these fish to spawn very quickly because the day length is one of the triggers that tells these pike when to spawn. And the day length told these pike they should have spawned about 3 weeks ago. Whereas the water temps is a second factor that dictates when these fish reproduce. And the water temperature was obviously way too cold 3 weeks ago. So these pike have held off on reproducing till these water temps got right, and now it's a very intense spawning period.
How do the fish look?
Good. Lake Oahe has definitely some fantastic sized northern pike in it. So the egg potential per fish is very good down here right now.
Okay, what is the goal?
We're looking for 150 quarts of pike eggs. So that will enable us to raise the number of pike needed to meet our stocking requests on a statewide basis.
Okay, how about walleye spawning? Are we late with walleye spawning?
Walleye spawning is also running a little bit behind. Most of our walleye spawning the last few years has taken place on the Van Hook Arm or Partial Bay on Lake Sakakawea. Has been really our bread and butter for producing walleye eggs. We're definitely behind there a bit as well. Not as far behind as the pike yet. It looks like this nice weather might speed up that process of losing ice up there. So typically we're collecting walleye eggs in Partial Bay that first week in May. We might be delayed a week or so, but these nice warm temps with a little bit of wind behind it is certainly helping remove some of that ice.
Sure. How's the weather for you guys? Normally you're out there in snow and cold.
Exactly.
And
I don't know if I've ever spawned in nicer, warmer temperatures than this. So if there's a perk to it, yes, we're a lot warmer doing it this year than we have been in years past.
Right. This is the latest you've ever set nets and spawned pike?
Right. This is about as late as we've ever taken our first pike eggs. So it's definitely going to present a few challenges at the hatchery, but I think they'll be able to deal with that and we'll still be able to produce the fish we need this year.
Okay. Paul, how important is this process for both northern pike and walleye that we collect the eggs for our state's fisheries?
Yeah, it's extremely important. A number of our fisheries, both walleye and northern pike fisheries across the state, lack the ability to sustain themselves through natural reproduction. They either don't have the suitable spawning habitat for those fish, or in many cases our lakes have salinity levels that are too high for those eggs to successfully hatch. So these northern pike and walleye spawning operations, and then our partnership with Garrison Dam and Valley City National Fish Hatcheries are essential for maintaining a number of our important walleye and pike fisheries across the state.
Okay, you guys aren't only spawning fish down here, you're also tagging some of these bigger northern pike. Tell me a little bit about that project.
Exactly, this is a project we started last year in 2017. Basically, the reason we're doing this project is to learn more about how anglers are utilizing these large trophy-sized northern pike. Lake Oahe has one heck of a pike fishery in it right now, and it consistently produces some of those 20-plus, 25-plus pound, often, northern pike. And that's a really valuable resource. And we really didn't have good information on how anglers might be utilizing those fish, because that's a component to the fishery that we want to be around long-term. So in order to maintain or have a good idea that this trophy component to the fishery is going to be around for years to come, we needed to gain a better understanding on how anglers are utilizing those fish. So last spring, the spring of 2017, we tagged 75 northern pike that were 1 meter long or longer. So that's about 39.4 inches long or larger. So really a trophy pike in anybody's book. To date, anglers have reported catching 19 of those 75 pike that we tagged last year. And they released 15 of them and harvested only 4 of them. So anglers encountered about 25% of those trophy pike that we tagged last year and only harvested about 5% of those fish. So I'll be the first to admit that's a pretty small sample size we're dealing with right now, but our preliminary results say that anglers aren't having an adverse impact on our Lake Oahe's ability to maintain that trophy pike fishery. But this is again, we want to increase our sample size. So this is a project that'll be continuing probably the next 3 to 5 years on both Lake Oahe and Lake Sakakawea.
And you'll tag a few more this year?
Yep, we're probably not going to see quite the numbers we saw last year, given how late we are on the water. And the number of those larger pike is already kind of declining that we're seeing in our day-to-day netting operations. So our goal, we might not hit that 75 pike again this year, but we'll tag all we see.
A lot of good information, Paul. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Joining me now is Jerry Tishmack from the Garrison Dam National Fish Hatchery. Like Paul just said, we're way behind. We're 3 weeks behind. This is the latest the Game and Fish has ever put nets in the water for spawning. How does that affect the National Fish Hatchery when raising these fish?
We have the opportunity there to heat water. So considering this water is, you look, 35 degrees, I'll take them back up there and I will bump them up gradually. Normally I'll incubate northern pike at 50 degrees, and normally it'll take nearly 10 to 12 days to hatch them at 50 degrees. This year I'll bump it up to 60 degrees and incubate them in nearly 7 days. So that'll buy me nearly 4 or 5 days time, which will close that window a little bit. And
so it'll speed things up.
Right, and with the like I said, when we can heat water at the fish hatchery, we got cold water coming off the lake, or we can heat water up. So we have lots of variability there and lots of options to do what we need to do to make things work.
So no major concerns at the hatchery?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And I'm actually filling northern pike ponds as we speak, which normally I wouldn't do it for until the eggs are nearly started to hatch. But with the cold temperatures that we've had and the warm weather that's coming down the line, hopefully the productivity will get jump start also in the pond. So
explain that process. You take them back, you incubate them, you raise them in ponds?
Right. After they get hatched out, I will take them out as sack fry and put them into our lined ponds. Normally that wouldn't be the case. When you have earthen ponds, I would swim them up in a tank until they actually absorbed their yolk sac and started swimming, free swimming, looking for food. With the liners, now considering there's no mud or silt in the bottom of the pond, I stock them out as freshly hatched fry, and they lay on the bottom of the liner until they swim up on their own, and instantly they can go on feed.
Okay.
So
when will they be released?
And normally they're in the pond for 3 weeks, 21 days, and they should be nearly inch and a half, 1,500 to the pound, somewhere in that range, and then they'll get loaded and stocked out.
So things are good.
Right. And then we'll fill the ponds back up and put a crop of walleyes on top of those ponds again yet this year. So.
Sure. Well, a lot of good information. Thanks for joining me today, right, Jerry.
Thank you.
If you're looking for a place to go fishing, directions to lakes, or what lakes were stocked, pick up a copy of the March-April North Dakota Outdoors magazine, or you can view the magazine online at gf.nd.gov. Also on the Game and Fish website, under the Fishing tab, you can also find fish stocking reports, directions to lakes, regulations, and much more. Go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov.
For Paul Bailey, Jerry Tishmack, and the rest of the staff at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.